Welcome to another episode of Kristen's Corner. This is State Senator Kristen Phillips Hill, and I'm so glad that you've joined me. First, happy holidays to our listeners who are likely going to and from a holiday party or perhaps shopping and getting those last-minute gifts taken care of for family and friends. But thanks for tuning in. If there's one issue I hear about more than any other throughout York County, it is school property tax elimination. And earlier this year, we had Representative Frank Ryan of Lebanon County on the program, and he has a plan to eliminate school property taxes using different revenue sources. So hearing his perspective both as a House member and the prime sponsor of House Bill 13, as well as a CPA, was very insightful. To date, his program is the most popular program that we've had. No pressure to my next guest and Senate colleague, Senator Dave Argel from Schuylkill County. So by way of background for the listeners, Senator Argel has been in the Senate since 2009, and he has become the leader in the Senate on efforts to eliminate school property taxes. So Senator Argel, the first question is, of all the taxes levied in this state, both at the state and local level, our income tax, our sales tax, our corporate taxes, and property taxes, why is the school property tax the most loathed, despised tax that we have in Pennsylvania?
I think it would be because it's just so damn unfair. It dates back to the 1800s, and the Free School Act of Pennsylvania in 1834. Senator Ament, your neighbor, had some staff that did some further research that dates it back to the 1500s and the 1600s in England. I mean, think about it. The way we fund our public schools is based on how big is your house? What year did it get built? How many acres does it sit on? When was the tax assessor last in the neighborhood? Did they fix the hole in the window? I mean, that's crazy. It's outmoded. It's unfair. It's archaic. We have tried over the years to fix it. All of those fixes have failed. That's why I think it's the most hated tax from one end of the state to the other.
So more recently, you and a handful of senators and representatives released a bipartisan and bicameral report earlier this month, and you shared it with the legislative leaders. And that report outlined five plans to address what I call a school property tax crisis in Pennsylvania. Can you walk our listeners through the process, how you came up with those five solutions, and a little quick summary of what each one does?
Sure. The four caucus leaders in June, the Senate Democrats, the Senate Republicans, the House Republicans, the House Democrats, got together and said, look, you know, again, as I'd said, we've tried many times to fix this problem and failed. I think the closest we came was a 24-24 vote in the Senate a couple of sessions ago when Senate Bill 76 failed on a tie vote. The lieutenant governor ruled against us. And so they said, let's try a different model. And so we had essentially volunteers from all four caucuses, plus a top-ranking staffer from the governor, meet for hour after hour after hour upstairs in the Capitol to see, you know, how can we move this issue ahead, and sooner rather than later. And so we had hoped to coalesce around one or two plans. Because of the diversity of the state, we ended up coming up with five plans. But the five that I would tell you is that the one would look very similar to you. You know, we tried with Senate Bill 76 to eliminate all school property taxes for businesses, for individuals, for everyone. As I said, we did not have the votes for that. But option five would essentially say eliminate all school property taxes for homeowners. So that's as close to Senate Bill 76 as we were able to come. There were other suggestions as well. Two of them are rebate plans. One would say we will eliminate people's property taxes up to $5,000 for school district property taxes. Another plan would say eliminate them up to the average, which is $2,340. The other plans were a little bit more complicated, but would really drive out as much relief as humanly possible by increasing the income tax, by increasing the sales tax, and the one plan would do it for both businesses as well as individuals. The other, again, looks primarily at just the individuals, the homeowners.
So last month, I took to the Senate floor to draw attention to the fact that the last time the Senate voted on a plan, as you had expressed, was 4 years ago. So November 23rd of 2015 was the last time that the Senate took a vote on a plan to eliminate school property taxes. You were here for that vote in 2015. It was your amendment that was defeated on that tie vote, 24-24, with the Lieutenant Governor striking that final blow. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was the closest time in the state's history that we came to eliminating school property taxes.
Absolutely. And there have been many attempts previously in the House, in the Senate. The House votes were not that close. And that was one that I think really it broke our heart. And since then, several of the senators that voted with us were either retired or defeated, not because of this issue, but because of other issues. And so our count has gone down since that point. And so when people will stop me in the supermarket and say, you know, why haven't you gotten this done? I have to be honest with them. We don't have the votes. That's why we spent so much time over the last few months looking at other options that either eliminate or get very close to elimination.
Well, obviously, we're changing, in my opinion, not in the right direction, but, you know, where do you think we're headed with all of this? You know, are we going to get a vote?
I certainly hope so. I've got a meeting in a few minutes on this very issue with the majority leader. What we have asked each of the leaders of the four legislative caucuses is to take these five options that we developed over the summer, review them with their members in considerable depth, find out what they like, find out what they don't like, and most importantly, get us a head count. How many will vote for option A? How many will vote for option B? And assuming we're in the majority on at least one of those options, let's get this damn thing on the voting calendar and voted upon.
Well, I can't agree with you more. I know sometimes it's difficult to convince skeptical listeners who are asking, you know, is this all talk or are we going to see any action soon? And I really think you're spot on. People want action. What's the sentiment that you're hearing in the Senate? Where do you think our members are going to stand on any of these efforts to eliminate or reform school property taxes?
Our challenge is the diversity of Pennsylvania. There are senators like you. There are senators like me that wanted this done 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. There are other senators who, believe it or not, tell me that it's not a big issue in their district, that no one complains to them about school property taxes. And I think that's true for a variety of reasons. But it's also, I think, accurate that it is growing, that in areas of Pennsylvania where this was not a big issue, it is becoming a big issue. And I had a minister point out to me one time that, you know, everyone wants to go to heaven and no one wants to die. It's a little bit like that with this issue. I think a lot of people want to get rid of this unfair tax, but when it comes to putting up a vote to increase income taxes and sales taxes to replace property taxes, that's where it takes some courage. That you cannot eliminate one without replacing it, or you have ruined every public school in Pennsylvania. That, of course, is not our goal. And so it does require some courage for the members to put forth this vote. But in the district that I represent, in Schuylkill County and Berks County, trust me, it's not a difficult vote. That 9 times out of 10, if someone stops me at a Cub Scout meeting or on my way to the gas station, if they are asking me about an issue, this is the one they bring up. And quite honestly, they're getting less and less patient, and I don't blame them.
I completely understand. I experienced the exact same thing. And, you know, the first issue that I worked on when I arrived in the House First thing I did when I came over here to the Senate was reach out to you and become a prime sponsor of Senate Bill 76. And my people are with your people. So what was the sense or the feeling that you got from the members who were on the working group from the House? What are you hearing from the House? I was over there for 4 years, two terms. We got a 50% dollar-for-dollar reduction in property taxes over to the Senate, but could never quite get that vote on full and complete elimination. So what are you hearing from the House members?
They are just as concerned as we are. There is a ticking time bomb at the root of this whole issue, in that the state Supreme Court, Commonwealth Court, may one of these months take up a pending case that would literally blow the way we fund public schools sky high. And legislators get very upset when judges step in on what is traditionally a legislative responsibility. But be that as it may, we don't have a choice on this issue. Someday, perhaps soon, the courts will intervene if we don't change this system. It's rotten at the core. As I said, I think we've tried to tweak it. All of those tweaks have been unsuccessful, and so I really think that a major modification is overdue, and I think the House members and the Senate members are on the same page. And I will say this to the governor's friends, his staff was very helpful on this issue over the summer into September, October, November. And several times when we said, if we could get this to the governor, would he sign it? And the answer on several of those was yes.
Well, and that here might be the biggest question that I and so many of our listeners have, and you and I both know, and you just alluded to it, that for anything to be possible in our line of work, we operate off that simple formula, 26 plus 102 plus 1 equals a law. And, you know, we need 26 votes in the Senate, 102 votes in the House, and the signature of the governor. And I have to admit that the worst thing to be in Harrisburg is ignored. And the governor certainly brought this issue front and center in his first budget. It didn't really do what I thought it should do. But to hear that his appetite for getting something over the finish line done, that's heartening to hear. And I don't think it's breaking news, but school property tax elimination is not a Republican or Democrat issue, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
And I certainly can say that when I cast my first vote for the 50% elimination plan, I looked at that board and thought, I'm voting with people that in a million years I would never think I would be voting with. But certainly, it tends to break regionally as opposed to along partisan lines. Where have you seen support and opposition by region in our state?
Representative Cutler, again, your neighbor, the majority leader from the House, from Southern Lancaster County, in a recent discussion with me, divided it between one side of Route 81 and the other. It's an imperfect analysis, but there's no doubt that there is more support for this in eastern Pennsylvania than in western Pennsylvania. There are hot spots, York County, Berks County, the Poconos. I've had people waving really, really nasty property tax bills at me at meetings with Senator Scavello up in the Poconos. And so it really is more of a regional issue than a partisan issue, as you have alluded to, but very few people will stand up and say, oh, I love my school property tax. The breakdown comes in how do you replace it?
I have always said that I would be so much more effective as a legislator if I had a magic wand and a crystal ball. And despite not having either a magic wand or a crystal ball, what do you think our outlook is on this issue? Where are we headed?
I have asked each of the leaders to caucus these five plans. There's, in some cases, some old legislation included in those options. There's some new, it's an interesting mix. Once we have those four meetings with the House Democrats, the House Republicans, the Senate Republicans, the Senate Democrats, and they get us a head count, I'll know a lot more. Because you can have the best idea in the world, but if you don't have 26 votes in the Senate of Pennsylvania, well, you've just contributed more paper to your trash can. And so we really need 102 members in the House to agree with us, the 26 senators and the signature of the governor. I was very, very pleased to see a good bit of bipartisan agreement in our long, painful working group. I mean, I wanted that working group done in September. We didn't finish it until November, but the members wanted to do a very thorough job, and I can't complain about that. We have completed our assignment, and now we're on to the next step.
Well, Senator Argall, I want to thank you for stopping by our program today. I want to thank you for your leadership on this very important issue and just sharing your insight and your knowledge on this very critical issue. And that wraps up this episode of Kristen's Corner. Our guest, again, was Senator Dave Argall from Schuylkill County. And to learn more about this issue or hear any of our prior podcasts, please visit senatorkristen.com/podcast. Thank you all again for listening to our program. This is State Senator Kristen Phillips Hill wishing you and your loved ones a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and many blessings in the new year.